It's an extraordinary and indeed tragic story. Alan Turing was the mathematician who worked with a team at Bletchley Park to crack crucial German codes during the Second World War. His team is credited with saving countless lives and shortening the conflict in the process. But after the war, he was prosecuted and found guilty of engaging in homosexual acts. He committed suicide a short time later. Last year, Alan Turing was given a posthumous pardon, and now his story has been set to music, not once, but twice. The BBC has announced that this year's proms will include a composition by the Pet Shop Boys. Before that, a choral work about Alan Turing will premiere at the Barbican Centre in London tomorrow. Paul Moss has been hearing from the composer and the musical director of this new work, named Codebreaker.
I'm David Temple, conductor of the Hertfordshire Chorus, and I have commissioned many works in the past. I first had the idea of commissioning a work about somebody who was gay who had been persecuted. And somebody from my choir had the idea of Alan Turing. A lot of people think that soldiers, sailors and airmen were the main people fighting the war, but it was the intellectuals who were working behind the scenes to crack the codes, who did as much work to bring on the end of the war as anybody who fought out on the battlefields. The wonderful thing about music is that it begins to communicate when words end. The sheer sound of the orchestra and the choir, just the noise it makes. And one of my missions as a conductor is to commission works on really fascinating subjects, usually secular subjects. I was amazed at how few people had heard of Alan Turing. And if you have a treatment like the Alan Turing story, the number of people who experience the story is way beyond what would happen normally.
The royal pardon granted to Alan Turing 2 weeks ago has finally seen justice for this national hero.
The historians can argue about the degree, but there's absolutely no doubt the work that was done was absolutely vital in winning the war.
I'm James McCarthy. I'm the composer of Codebreaker, which is an oratorio on the life and death of Alan Turing. I think that the way that the country treated Alan Turing is a disgrace. No amount of pardon or apology can ever make up for it. He was arrested for homosexual acts in 1952 and sentenced to either a year in prison or chemical castration. And Turing elected for chemical castration, which had the side effect of making him grow breasts and changed his voice. And that would have increased his isolation. I found a parallel in Oscar Wilde's poetry, The De Profundis, that he wrote in Reading Jail, about not being allowed to be who he wanted to be, not being allowed to love who he wanted to love. So I set the words from Oscar Wilde's De Profundis to music, and that is sung towards the end.
I often wonder what would have happened to Alan Turing had he not committed suicide. The ending was utterly tragic, and there's no getting away from that. And I think it's really important that these people's lives are celebrated way, way after their deaths. Bletchley Park shortened the war by 2 years, which, when you think of the number of people who were killed in the war, probably represents millions of lives. And that's what they did during the Second World War under Alan Turing.